You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Steven.
And I'm Brett.
And we are
the Broadway Husbands. We are your all-American married couple making their living in the arts and pursuing a growing family. On the Broadway Husbands podcast, we offer advice from our ordinary lives under extraordinary circumstances.
We are living proof that you can love who you love and love what you do. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss our weekly episodes. And if you really love us, make sure
you leave a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on.
Take a screenshot and tag us on Instagram.
Tag us on Instagram.
Broadway Husbands.
And check out BroadwayLifeApparel.com. We have brand new designs launching November 1st. We're coming out with new designs every month. So you don't want to miss BroadwayLifeApparel.com. You can also follow Broadway Life Apparel on Instagram. And we are also very proud to be members of the Broadway Podcast Network.
BPN.
Broadway Podcast Network has a host of different podcasts for your Broadway missing needs. If you're missing Broadway, you want to be part of BPN. And we are very proud to be members of that community. So check out bpn.fm/husbands. All right.
Hello.
We are talking today about
sharing our space. So, as you know, we've been in a pandemic, in case you've not realized it.
You should read the news if you don't know that.
There's been a global pandemic
Something
happening.
Good to know.
For what? Maybe 9 months now? No.
Oh, my God.
No. March to
seven
November.
Months?
March.
7 months.
7 months. Okay. So, and in that time, we have had to adjust our lives and work from home. And in the beginning of the pandemic, we were in our apartment that I think we like to say it was 600 square feet, but I don't think it was 600 square
no,
feet. I think
like
it was like 550
or something.
See, we can't even, if 550. I think it was 550. But so now we're forced inside. And we were working from home, and at the time, I was trying to teach dance classes in the living room, and Brett was working in the bedroom. So now, why is this problematic? It's problematic because in order to teach a dance class in the living room of that apartment, I had to move almost every piece of furniture to do it. And then once I had a system, I had to move every piece of furniture and then Brett was not allowed in the space. I would banish him.
Because Steven is so tall in an apartment like that. If he's teaching a dance class, he's taking up the entire space. He's like, if he's going to turn or jump or do anything,
well, let's
no
be
one
clear,
can
there
make
was
room
no
there.
Turning
well, there was
or jumping.
No, there's no room to do that. But you have to realize that we are two people who, for our entire lives, our home is just a place where we eat and sleep. And then besides like me doing some coaching at home, primarily how we made our income was going somewhere and working for hours and making money and then coming back home and eating and sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, like, we're now having to figure out how to work from home, which I know so many people were probably dealing with the same thing. And then they have kids on top of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, for us, we were really struggling to figure out the balance of it. And but we weren't even sure, like, I mean, let's be honest, those first 2 weeks that we were in that apartment in March or beginning of April, we weren't sure what was happening.
Yeah, I mean, it was a super scary time.
We were like, how do we make some money? Like, what can we do? You know, and Steven's like, oh, I guess I could teach some online stuff. And like the studios he was teaching at were like, hey, why don't you do some online classes?
Yeah.
And it just kind of like started without us even planning.
Right. And so back to like, so that's a good thing, right? Because we were able to you know, start doing things that could bring in some income while trying to wait for to see what was going to happen. But, you know, so then it turned into, like I said, me having to move all of the furniture every time. And then I'm pretty loud, I think, when I teach too, to be honest. Like,
you do have the volume up pretty high.
I like the music really loud. And it's not like I'm not teaching like fun, cool jazz, hip hop. I'm teaching ballet. So,
but you have some cool
ballet music.
He's got like Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, but it's all
Ghostbusters,
like,
you know, Harry Potter.
Ballet renditions of.
I know them all.
He does. He knows them all really well. And so then when I would be teaching in the living room in our apartment, I would make Brett, not make, Brett would go.
Brett
would go. To the bedroom, and he would have to shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
Because in order to do what he was doing, he needed it to be a little bit more quiet. So now he was in the bedroom with not a lot of ventilation in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because our
No air conditioning
in that room, and it was too cold really to open the windows. Anyway, so he was stuck in there with no real air.
Yep.
So, you know, it was a struggle, and it was definitely the source of
some arguments. And not even arguments as much as just like
frustration.
Emotional tension.
Yeah, emotional tension, because we were so unsure, like, you know, of the world, you know. Everything was so up in the air, and we were so stressed out. And then we were inside all day, and then we were even scared to go outside at the time because we were afraid. We were just afraid, like, of getting the virus or who knows, you know, we were just scared. So then when we would go outside, we would only go outside for, like, maybe 30 minutes a day, I remember. Mm-hmm. And it was cold and gross out because it was March.
Yep.
You know? So, and it was scary because there was no one outside because we're in a pandemic. So our first solution to the issue was we decided to go to Pittsburgh, to where my family is and where I'm originally from. And my brother,
you okay there? You need to sip your coffee?
I'm just getting really emotional. No, I'm not even getting emotional. I'm just dried out. My brother's house, he's not always there. Let's just say that. He's in the process of getting a divorce, and he's not always in the house. And I knew that. So I was like, could we come and stay in your house? And then that way we could, you know, really seriously quarantine and stay isolated. Because we were really concerned about possibly having the virus and bringing it. You know, we were freaked out. So we went there, and now most of our problems were solved by doing this.
It was really nice.
It was a great solution.
Because Stephen could teach downstairs, I could work upstairs. It was a good situation.
It was a good situation.
And we were there for 3 months.
We were there for 3 months, and we probably could have stayed for much longer had we been able to. But
yeah. But then we went back to New York, and we were in New York for 4 weeks.
And it was
like we reversed
everything.
Like, it was like,
we went. And now it was July. So it was like
so hot.
80s and 90s. and now we're in the apartment. And then if you had to be in the bedroom, there was, like we said, no air. So it was like really hot.
It was rough.
And sometimes the internet wasn't working.
Oh, yeah.
And then there would be issues. Like, I remember a couple times I was taking an acting class online, and like I'm sitting there in the room, like nervous to do my monologue or whatever. And then they call on me, and I'm like, okay. And then I start, and everyone on the Zoom call is like, you're going out, you're freezing. And then I'd have to like come out to the living room, and Brett would be like, ugh. Can you do this? And I'm like, it's not working. You would get all mad at me. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
That was rough.
Yeah.
Just that 4 weeks, we were like, oh God.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we've now, you know, moved back to Pittsburgh. We both had to, do you remember we moved out of our apartment.
Mm-hmm.
We did an episode about that.
Yeah.
And then we were so tired, but we had to like teach the next morning at like 11 a.m.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
We drove to like 2 a.m. and then we got up and taught at 11.
Oh, yeah. Together. So this is fun.
I think we told that story.
I think we did. But like, so we drove from New York to Pittsburgh.
That's in another episode.
Because we left New York around 10 o'clock or so. So we didn't get to Pittsburgh until 4 a.m. And then we had a scheduled class that we were teaching together at like 11 a.m. So that was rough. But luckily at that point we were in Pittsburgh. So we were in this like bigger space and it was much easier to do. So again, now we're in this like easy situation of having more space. And then the next move that we've made during this pandemic is to Houston, and we have a nice size apartment here. I don't think it's actually that big, but what is it, like 600 square feet in here?
A little bit more, but it's got a balcony and a washer dryer, and if you check out our YouTube channel, we'll put a link in here for it. You can check out how we found this apartment through a company called Landing. That is so nice.
Yeah.
Because we have a balcony that overlooks a pool. But we ended up coming here. And because Stephen's actually primarily teaching at a studio.
Yeah.
Which has, you know, there's apprehension there for that. But they're being very precautious and he's being very safe. But because of that, I actually get to have the space a little bit more to myself. But what is really nice about this complex is that there's a... like a co-working space at the front of the building, the beginning of the story. And at the front, I can, anytime if Stephen's teaching, I can leave, I can go over there, there's internet, I can get coaching done, I can do work, I can work on my blogs and write and stuff. This has been a much more sane experience because there's options where we didn't have that in New York.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't just go sit in a coffee shop.
Right. That was the thing. It's like you couldn't just like go somewhere and sit somewhere. And like I even feel like sometimes it's sort of stressful here because I still am teaching online and in the apartment. And I still feel like when I'm doing that and he has to be in the other room, he's mad at me about it. Maybe that's just the way it feels.
No, it's not even that. I just think we have to kind of slowly figure out what's going to work for us.
Right.
So because it's taken us a little bit to figure out because we've changed location so many times to figure out what's the best way to do this. I think part of the issue is that I think Stephen is doing too many things.
How dare you?
I think you don't need to teach as much because you now have a more full-time job. So, but you haven't let go of those jobs for whatever reason.
So let's talk about like,
that's part of the issue is like, you want to teach these online classes when you actually should have a day off.
And wait, I thought we were talking about sharing our space,
those classes in this space that we share. So on your day off, we're having to rearrange things so that you can teach. You know what I mean? So it's really figuring out how to like, and I'm not going to tell you not to teach it if you want to teach it, you know, but it is hard to share space when our space is also your studio. And also like I have an office here that I can barely ever use. I literally have to pack up a backpack and go somewhere else so I can coach.
All right.
It's true.
Okay, so let's go through.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary, and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
Great expectations.
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So let's say the first step to sharing your space or your apartment successfully to work in, I think, would be to have designated areas to do the job that you're trying to do. Like, it did work out okay in New York when mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to go in the living room. This is my time in the living room. And you're going to go into the bedroom. So have like really clear spaces, and then have really almost like systemized things that you do. Like, for instance, like when I would move all of the furniture in our living room, I came up, actually, I think you might have come up with it, as like where to put everything to like give me the most space. So I think I would move our kitchen table into one spot and then stack all of our chairs on top of each other in a certain way so that it would optimize the space. And then that way it wasn't like frantic to move things out, because I knew exactly where I was going to put it, and I knew where I was going to put my lights to help light me. So I think choosing a space and like kind of having designated spaces for your work to be done in. And then
the other thing too that has been really helpful is sharing our calendars.
Yeah, well, that was my next, that was going to be my next thing. I wasn't there yet.
You're so on it, Steven.
No, you interrupted me. So like I said, really clear spaces and a really clear idea of like where you go to do those things, and then a clear system or pathway to make those spaces into the thing that you need them to be, so that every time you do the same thing that it becomes a habit, so that you don't have to think about it and it just happens, so that you can get your work done. So then another thing that we've learned and that we're still not really great at, even though I feel like this is an issue always, like throughout our entire relationship, and is knowing each other's schedules. Mm-hmm. And before the pandemic, this was an issue, but we have our calendars synced to each other so that we know like when things are happening, so that we remember and that we actually show up to do these things. But now in the pandemic, what's happened, it's helpful when we were scheduling our work at the same time or like alternating, because if I was teaching dance and he was trying to coach, sometimes it wasn't ideal because I'm like screaming, point your foot, or 5, 6, 7, 8, or turn out. And he's mm-hmm. like trying to coach people through their issues. Mm-hmm. And so having like a synced calendar has been really helpful, or it can be really helpful when used properly and actually read. But that actually has been helpful. And I feel like that's something that Brett always wanted for a long time.
You were very resistant to it.
It was a synced calendar, and I was resistant. But now that we have it, it's really easy.
But we do so many things that, like, right. without it
there's
becomes
just no way.
Like, Steven, I don't know. Like, I have to schedule for Instagram photo shoots, or we get sent shoes. We got to figure out how to promote, and if I don't know. You know, and then ultimately be like, hey, let's do it this day. And he's like, wait, I have something. I'm like, it's not on your calendar. You need to put it in your calendar so we can really be clear here.
Because what happens is he'll schedule things without conferring with me.
Because you're not around.
And then he'll ask me after he scheduled something that was hard to schedule. And then I'm like, I can't do that day and time. And he's like, then he has to reschedule. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but you should have asked me before. So anyways, a synced calendar, I think, is really helpful in any relationship, and especially during a pandemic and you're sharing your time more frequently in the space that you live together, so that you're able to really plan it out. And also, like, I think this is something that we could improve upon. And it has something to do with the calendar, is actually looking at the calendar and trying to make sure that we don't work at the same time, so that when I'm off, he's off, or, you know, vice versa. So that, like, there have been times when, like, I'm like, ooh, I have this day off. And then Brett's like, I'm coaching all day. And I'm like, well, what am I
supposed to do? How I say it?
No. He's like, well, I'm coaching all day. And I'm like, okay. Well.
Yeah, so trying to coordinate right now when we're both freelance and working multiple jobs online, you know, because this is really the new reality for us is, you know, we don't have a single job to just go to. We're doing.
Well, I don't know if it's a new reality, but.
Well, it's definitely more full time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
I mean, in the past, for me, coaching was always a side hustle and acting was my primary income. Mm-hmm. And here we are. It's like my primary.
Yeah.
Source. So, and until I get a full roster of clients or teach more courses, we need to create more income through the apparel line and through Broadway Husbands and the stuff that we're doing there and through your teaching, because we are gonna have a family in the next year. So trying to figure that out. So anyway, the point is, when you're especially working together, we have stuff that we do together. It's so important that you really have a grasp on your schedule. The next level for us, I think, and this is what I would encourage to anyone,
what
is that you set up a monthly meeting where you look at how things have gone. You look at your numbers. You really look at, like, okay, this month we did really well here, or this didn't work so well. Like, how can we improve that next month? Or what are our goals for next month, so we can help each other achieve our goals? Right now, we've just been going, okay, how do we just survive? And we've been doing that for so long that we haven't actually gotten to a place where we're really measuring it. So I want to get to a place maybe for 2021 where we're actually looking at everything we're doing and measure it, so that we can make
it. Well, we actually did get sort of there when we got back to New York, and then it kind of,
yeah.
But so a third, I think, simple step for everyone, for me, that I was going to say, I think that's next level what he was just saying.
It is.
But I'm talking about, like, today.
Today.
Or daily or every day would be actually making it a priority to talk to one another about your schedule. Like, hey, what's on the schedule tomorrow? And then what that does is that makes both of you look at your schedules and then verbalize them, right? Because a lot of times what will happen is there have been times where I have something in my calendar or I don't have something in my calendar, and then we start talking about it and I realize that it's either missing or that I've put it in wrong, right? Like, I've put in the wrong time, or I'm in a different time zone and it's changed it, or whatever. So I think it's important to have a dialogue where one person says, hey, wait, what's your schedule tomorrow? What's your first thing? And then that starts the conversation. Brett's laughing at me because that's totally what I do. Like, and then he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, will you look? Because I need to know. And so, like, I think it's important to have a dialogue.
And it's funny that we're talking about schedule too, because we're actually recording this podcast like at the very last minute. We, you know, like, we go through these moments with the podcast where we get ahead, like we're 4 or 5 weeks, and then somehow or another we're behind. We're just like recording them last minute. And It is definitely challenging because we have been consistent. Knock on, you know, hey, high five. We have been consistent on content creation since the pandemic happened, and I don't know how we've done it.
It's well, we've done it because we've had more time.
What are you doing? You cold? No. Oh, okay. So, you know, we're trying to get to a point where, because this was all fun, side hustle-y kind of stuff that we could do while we continued to pursue our creative industries. And now it's become our full-time thing. And I think that we've never really thought we'd be scheduling all of these things into our calendars so as our primary focus.
Right.
And so now I think we actually really should consider legitimately making this our business, you know. The podcast is something that we love because we get so many amazing responses from people on Instagram who thank us for the stuff that we've said and how we help inspire them and keep them entertained and, you know, and help them feel like what they're going through is not crazy, because right. If you're going through the same shit we're going through, you're not alone. Like we're all going through it.
We're all going through it.
But, you know, it is really important that we not be so hard on ourselves and we just keep striving to improve.
Yeah.
And so we've been doing that. We've been figuring that out together. It's amazing that we've been together this long and we're just now figuring out how to sync our calendars. Isn't that hilarious?
It's just not just now. It's been happening. When did it happen? It feels like it's been happening for a couple of years. The syncing of the calendar.
Does it?
This has been happening for a couple of years.
I wouldn't say a couple of years.
Well, maybe. I mean, I think it was always synced, but the issue...
You didn't put anything in it.
No, because I'm like somebody... I want to say that I remember my schedule. For the most part, I do. Like, I was always able to just kind of know my schedule without writing things down. Or, like, I would occasionally have to write things down, but... Or put them in my phone, right? So now it's to the point where, like, I put everything in so that we have... knowledge of every moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So syncing a calendar, I'm telling you, it's life-changing.
So in lieu of a spotlight on love question today, we've decided to spotlight our love for America.
Yeah.
And we want to encourage you, if you haven't yet, vote. Vote early, vote today, vote right now.
Vote.
Go and vote. Do not wait till November 3rd because we need to know and not wait and not have any reason for there to be doubt about who wins.
Yeah.
We want, you know, and we encourage you, if you love this podcast, if you love the arts, if you love gay and lesbian friends, family, LGBTQ people in your life, if you love people of color in this country, we encourage you to vote blue. That is the only way that we're going to have the arts recover quickly. It will recover. It just won't. It's just a matter of when and how. And in, you know, the most polite and I don't even mean this politically or party wise, I just mean the people who love the arts are and want to support the arts and believe in LGBTQ rights and the rights of people of color are not majority on the red side. Right. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But right now we got to get ourselves a little closer to where we want to be.
Yeah.
And so we encourage you, if you can, to vote in support of the rights of our LGBTQ black and brown brothers and sisters.
But also just do it because, you know, it's your right. And that's so American. And your voice needs to be heard. And you need to come to your own decision and go out there and voice it, you know, and that's what makes this a democracy. So we have to exercise that right in order to make it work. And we went already.
Which we were very excited. We registered to vote in Texas.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Why was it fun? I don't know. I was so excited.
I think we just felt like, you know, you see the commercials and you hear people talk about voting and you're like, yeah, I got to do it. And then you're like, and then now you see the commercials like, I did that. I voted.
Even though this isn't the first time we've obviously voted, I think it feels like it's just, you know, it feels good. You know what I mean? It feels like it gives you hope. You know, it gives your ideas or your ideals action, because like you're able to stand behind the people and beliefs that you want, and it's just like a really hopeful time. It feels, you know, it feels like change is possible and anything is possible if we all just get out there and vote, you know, really.
So please go vote, tag us with a picture of your vote, I voted sticker.
Yeah.
Let us know that that you're doing your part and you join us in seeing this country be the best that it can be, so that we can all continue to thrive and do what we were born on this planet to do.
Act, sing, and dance.
And love each other. And speaking of love, don't forget to love who you love.
And love what you do.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.